This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Tomorrow's pressure day for lovers. You've decided you're going with roses. What message would you like to send to your sweetheart? Certain colors have some meanings you might want to know before you choose. Red, of course, is the most popular color choice, and it's easy. It means I love you. Simple, yet sophisticated. A coral color, which is a creamy sort of yellow-orange, means desire, while the lavender-colored rose means enchantment. Pink is perfect happiness, and orange means fascination. That's intriguing. Orange can also mean new beginnings. The exotic green-colored rose represents fertility. Already confused? Check out my website, gardenbite.com, and I'll have this list of colors for you. Whatever you do, reconsider giving yellow roses on Valentine's Day. Yellow can stand for decreased love and jealousy or joy. Make sure she knows which one you're talking about. Sending white roses means innocence and purity, or you are heavenly and I am worthy of you, which sounds a little odd to me. Well, maybe it just means you're confident. If you want to make a lasting impression, then choose a phalaenopsis. Not the most romantic moniker, but its more common name is orchid. Orchids offer exotic, delicate, long-lasting beauty. To the ancient Greeks, orchids were a sign of virility and luxury. Because they're so exotic-looking, most people think the orchid is only a tropical plant, but it's not. The Minnesota state flower is a lady slipper orchid. So, say it with roses, say it with orchids, say it with carnations. It really doesn't matter, just so long as you say it. Of course, adding chocolates is never a bad thing, be it the sweet treat or say, a chocolate geranium. Learn more on GardenBite.com. And find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube too. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. What do you want to know about? That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.